Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. The word of the week for the week of March 26, 2023 is self, S-E-L-F. The definition of self is the awareness or evaluation of one's own identity, character, abilities, and attitudes by oneself. It is the total being of a person as a unique individual. Our scripture comes from Hebrews 3rd chapter 13th verse, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. From 3rd John 1st chapter 2nd verse, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And from 1st Corinthians 6th chapter 19th through the 20th verse, Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. My lovely friend is starting a ministry that is an outpouring of love towards others. I pray that her endeavors prove to be successful. She asked that I support her project with the word of the week by discussing the word self. So here's to you, my friend. Today, we totally support self. That is, except when your actions or opinions disagree with myself. I am concerned because the distorted focus on the self has allowed individuals to exhibit selfish, narcissistic behavior that makes more important the will of the individual over that of the community. As is characteristic of the nature of man, society is becoming more selfish. We are self-governing, self-absorbed, self-centered, self-reliant, self-actualized individuals who protect self-esteem while struggling to exhibit the basic levels of self-control. As parents, siblings, church members, co-workers, neighbors, and members of society, we are becoming more selfish and less concerned about the need to care for others and, more importantly, ourselves. It was not the intention of God that we live or exist alone. We were created to need Him and each other. As a result of our nature to need Him, He promised never to leave or forsake us. So why have we become so intent on isolating ourselves from God and from one another? Why are we willing to suffer needlessly the results of loneliness and isolation? Human isolation has been proven to result in depression, grief, trauma, and disease. Newsflash, believers, we have been bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When we acknowledge His authority, we invite the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. Rarely do we consider that our bodies are the temple where the Holy Spirit resides. We have a duty, no, an obligation to care for His temple. We are to love, cherish, and care for the body that was so wonderfully and uniquely created for each of us. While God discourages us from being selfish towards one another, He requires that we provide ourselves with self-care. Self-care means that we do what is necessary to maintain our body, our mind, and our spirit as we glorify God. To honor Him requires that we pay attention to the amount of sleep that we need desperately to allow our bodies to regenerate. To honor Him requires that we eliminate or reduce the amount of fat, sodium, sugar, alcohol, and poisons with which we choose to fill our bodies. To honor Him means that we will forsake the convenience of prepackaged, preserved convenience foods created in the lab and choose real food created by God to nourish us. To honor Him requires that if we can move, that we keep moving so that couch potato, our body continues to stay alive and active. Honor Him means that we share, break bread, communicate, and show love to each other so that when we need help to conquer loneliness, sin, grief, or disruption, there is someone willing to provide encouragement, support, and care. To honor Him requires that we pray, operate in faith, ask for guidance, and cast our cares on Him to effectively reduce or eliminate the risks to our spiritual and mental health. When we do self-care to honor God, we are operating in a spirit that results in and exemplifies a God-inspired, obedient, fulfilled life. Consequently, our physical body and his body of believers to which we belong will receive the benefits. I love it when the newscaster on the evening news says, "Take care of yourself and each other." The only thing I would add is, to God be the glory. God bless you. Oreen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oreen out.